Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, July 31st, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. As everybody else, we get a lot of spam, and today there was a new kind of link spam. Frequently we do get spam from organizations essentially just claim, yes, our site is related to yours, and add a link. Well, we delete them, of course, but this time it was a little bit different. The other kind of email we typically get and don't mind getting is when someone sends an update to a link on our site. Maybe links change all the time. This time, however, the replacement they suggested was not related to the link it actually replaced. So evidently, this bot is going through websites, finds broken links, the link was actually broken, and then suggests its own site, which is your typical search engine optimization site for some odd product, as a replacement for the dead link. But of course, that new link they're sending is in no way related to that old link. I thought it was pretty clever, and maybe we have seen it before, but deleted them like all the other spam we get. At least this was kind of a new little spin to this for me. Then we got more DEF CON news. David Halton presented an interesting new algorithm to crack MSChap version 2. Now, this protocol has long known weaknesses, at least around 99. There were some possible attacks against it. However, so far the exploit tools that existed, Asleep is probably the most popular one being used here. They focused on dictionary attacks. And of course, dictionary attacks, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't work. If you use long random passwords, then you know, you can sort of have a reasonable chance of mitigating them. The attack used in this paper is reminiscent of other crypto attacks like Landman hashes and such, where you're able to actually split the long password into smaller subsegments and then crack each one individually. So instead of cracking one very large password, you only have to crack several small passwords. And this attack is implemented by this new tool, and it makes it now feasible to crack any MSChap version 2 passwords, even if it's not within the standard dictionaries. Now, you still need some specialized hardware for it, but it's certainly sort of within reach, sort of in the tens of thousands of dollars of equipment in order to break MSChap version 2 passwords within a day or less. MSChap version 2, even though it does have all these known weaknesses, it's still actually in somewhat widespread use, in particular for some of the simpler VPN systems like PPTP frequently still uses MSChap version 2. So far, the standard mitigation, like I said, has been, hey, let's just pick a strong password, then these brute forcing attacks are not going to work. With this new attack, you really don't have another chance but use a different algorithm. Probably switch to a different VPN system. And Travis Ormandy from Google published an analysis of a browser plugin that comes with games from game maker Ubisoft. Now, sadly, as kind of somewhat typical for Travis, actually, he didn't talk to Ubisoft before, but this particular plugin comes as part of Ubisoft's copy protection scheme. They call it Uplay, and what happens is if you install this browser plugin into Firefox, you essentially open up a backdoor into Firefox. There's now also a proof of concept website that exploits this vulnerability by launching a calculator on your system. Now, Ubisoft did put out a statement that this is, well, it's a bug, it's not a feature to actually have this backdoor functionality, and that kind of matches up with what Travis is describing here. This is really more a coding error, not an intentional backdoor necessarily, and Firefox by now will no longer allow you to install this plugin. They added it to the list of unapproved approved plugins. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.